Good afternoon and welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you could join us today. Happy Friday. It's such a wonderful fall Friday. Leaves everywhere. Where is my rake? It's a love fest with the lovely leaves, and then of course you have to rake all of those leaves from in front of your door, or else the dog will track them in. So stop venting. We have a wonderful show for you today. We have three guests. Our first guest is Jackie Silver, and she is from AgingBackwards.com. Now I encourage you to check out her website. For two reasons, why the website is awesome. It tells you all the different things that you can do as far as aging backwards and not with the knife. So, we women over a certain age, we always want to look fabulous. We always want to be asked for our ID when we go buy wine, which is what Jackie looks amazing. She still looks like, she shouldn't be drinking wine. Her face, her skin is amazing. And we're going to talk to her. She's going to give us some good tips on how to stay younger looking, but with aging backwards. And later on the show, we have Cal Oray. We know her as the Healing Powers author. And she's going to tell us about all the different things that you can use as far as ingredients for healing power. That includes vinegar, coffee, olive oil, and chocolate. So I wonder if you can rub the chocolate on your skin and in your mouth while, that will heal me. So we'll find out about that, too. I don't think the mouth thing, you probably couldn't consume it. And later we have Susan Ray Baker. She's the managing editor of a new magazine called Evolution. It's a business-to-business networking magazine, and she's going to discuss something really disturbing. And, I didn't know about this until recently, and I know it's been going on, but bullying in the workplace, we're going to talk to her about that. It's a disturbing trend, and we're going to get some information on how people who are going through that can deal with it. And I invite you to call in, give us your questions. If you have any questions you'd like to ask any of our guests, the number is 1-888-627-6008, or you can shoot me an email, which a lot of you do during the show, at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com. And, of course, if you are a Twitter person and you like to do the tweets or whatever, our name or whatever you call it is hashtag at thebeautyfiles2. So without further ado, Jackie, welcome to The Beauty Files.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, and what a great show you have planned. I'm going to listen for the whole time.
Oh, my. It's so awesome. And, starting with awesome, how do you age backwards? I mean, really? Do you dip our feet in the fountain of youth? Well, how do we do this, Jackie?
Well, I will say this one, speaking of the fountain of youth, I always say that exercise is the fountain of youth. And a lot of people start cringing when they hear that because some people don't like to exercise. But you know what? I have a great tip for exercising. Do you want to hear it?
Okay, I do. I always want to hear your tips. Me and her have become really good friends now. I'm just throwing that out there now. But yeah, give me your tip.
Well, the tip is, it's always about getting started, and that means with anything, with paying your bills or, doing homework, anything that people do, it's all about getting started, and then you just get in the flow. So with exercise, it's the same thing. The thought of exercising is actually almost worse than actually doing it sometimes. So my tip is to get your cute outfit on that you feel cute and comfy in, and get your exercise shoes on, and either get to the gym or do it at home, but just get started. And even just fake it. Say, I'm not going to put my whole self into it. At least I won't be sitting still. 5 minutes in, you find your second wind, you're doing it. It's always about getting started.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jackie, because that is the important part of it, is getting started. A lot of people, including myself, I'll get countless exercise tips, I'll see exercise tapes. It's just getting part of getting it done. But if I hear music playing, that gets me started.
Well, it's funny you mentioned music, because there's a new study that was out this week that said if you listen to your favorite tunes while you're exercising, you can exercise 19 more minutes without even realizing it.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, like you were saying, the tip, the secret is to get started. Do you have, I mean, besides putting on your cute outfit on, what if you are those type of people that really, really, I mean, they we know we need it, but we really cannot stand doing it. But it's so helpful to keeping us young and fit.
Well, what you can do if you're one of those people is don't bite off more than you can chew, and don't think about, oh, no, I have to work out for an hour. I can't bear that. Just
right.
Think about, I'll just do it for 10 minutes. I'm just going to do it for 10 minutes. I can do anything for 10 minutes. And then you keep going, because remember, it's about getting started, so you're tricking yourself. And another little trick I use is if it's not like a class at the gym that starts at a specific time, another little trick I'll use is I set little deadlines for myself. So if I'm going to go to lunch at noon, you know, if somebody works in an office, then you say, okay, at 5 after 12, I'm going to be working out. So you have to set, like, little goals for yourself. And, you know, it's actually pretty rewarding because then you meet those goals and you feel good about it.
Well, you know, and I think that the other reward, I mean, and this is just shameless, but if you go to a cute gym with cute guys, I mean, you know, you can meet a cute, I mean, even I don't wear makeup to the gym. I don't believe in that. I can't stand seeing that when women are fully made up and with lashes and everything and they're working out. It drives me crazy because you're sweating and that it's just nasty. But If you find someone there who's, you know, working out like you, I mean, that's a good place to meet guys, right?
I think it's a good place to meet all kinds of people, guys, girls, friends, you know, whatever. But, you know, getting back to the thing about makeup, for example, after your show, I'm going straight to the gym, and I am fully made up because I was actually shooting some on-camera stuff today. So sometimes you have to remember that people might be coming from somewhere else. I don't even have time to take my makeup off today before I go to gym. But no, I would never put makeup on to go to the
right.
gym either.
No, that's what I meant. I mean, you know, people are getting fully made up to go to
right.
the gym. Yeah, which
maybe they don't plan on sweating.
Yeah, exactly. Are you sweating? I mean, and I think that's an excellent tip, and I think that's an excellent point. That is a big reason. For you, I guess, that you look so fabulous, but that you stay looking young or yet you're aging backwards is because of the exercise. And then you mentioned something about makeup. And I'm gonna add something to that as far as makeup-wise. It's so important to remove makeup at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that because, you know, some of these young girls I know, they sleep in their makeup. I know someone who told me that she hadn't taken her mascara off for 3 weeks. She was just piling it on and on and on every day. Do you know how brittle that must make her eyelashes? She's a teenager. But you know what? You definitely need to take your makeup off at the end of the day. It's clogging your pores. It's causing breakouts. It's making your eyelashes brittle. It's getting all over your pillow. Ew, you don't want anyone to see that.
Yeah, that is ew.
Even if it's just me, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, that's not sexy at all. I mean, you know. But I mean, you're right though. You have to take it all off. And I actually, you know, and you know, just reading some of the things off your website, you know, as far as putting things on your skin, you know, keeping it moisturized, whatever. I think that's so important to have a moisturized skin. And I think that's an anti-aging secret as well.
Oh, definitely keeping your skin hydrated. But I want to mention, like, a little secret pill I know about that, of course, won't be secret after I tell all of your listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Bam,
but,
wink.
But it is a supplement that you can get over the counter, just like you would take vitamins, and it's called Skin Defense Complex. And it's like hydration for your skin from the inside out. And I've been taking it for about 5 years. Two little tiny gel caps a day. People see my hands. Yeah, people look at my hands, and they say, girl, you have the hands of a 30-year-old, if not less.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm telling you, Skin Defense Complex. All you have to do is search it online.
Skin Defense.
It's the only thing with that name, yep.
And I noticed that you have a book, and it's called How to Think Yourself Slim, Healthy, and Young. And you have over 152 tips on staying young. Give me a few of those tips besides the one that you just gave us. And I love the pill thing. I'm writing that down. That's amazing, because my skin, I mean, my hands sometimes, oh my, you know, that's a dead giveaway too.
Well, everybody's, you know, has been waiting for a secret pill for anti-aging, and that skin defense complex is pretty much the closest thing I've ever found. But, you know, speaking of, okay, how to think yourself slim, healthy, and young, even when I said give yourself little deadlines, you know, it's all about tricking yourself and using your brain in constructive ways. And your unconscious brain is really the one in charge, but you don't really know what it's up to. It's in control. So I actually talk to my unconscious brain. I say, you go, girl. You're fabulous. You can do it. You know? And people may think that sounds weird, but you'd be surprised how cooperative your body gets when you treat it with a lot of TLC, you know?
I think that's an excellent idea, and I think that you should do that to yourself every morning when you look in the mirror. You look at yourself, and if you're feeling crappy or bad or whatever, you should literally talk yourself to looking better. I mean, and it can be done. Even you may not think so, but it really can, because I do it all the time.
Well, I think what?
I look at myself and I say, oh, wow, okay, you know. You know, first you look at yourself and go, whew, look like I, you know, work at a woman's prison. Okay, fine. Let me get myself psyched up to get out of the woman's prison and into something fabulous. So I have to, I literally have to look at myself and get out of that mode.
Exactly. And, you know, I love that you said that, because I forgot to mention this. But one of the other things I do is every morning I look in the mirror and I say, wow, you are aging backwards. You look younger today than yesterday.
Right.
And then I also have a reminder in my calendar every morning at 10 o'clock. It reminds me, and it says, get younger. And even Siri on my iPhone, she tells me to get younger. And
wow.
She also calls, I have her call me lucky, because the more she calls me lucky, the luckier I get.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's calling you on the iPhone?
You know, you know Siri, the talking
Siri, yes.
Yes. She calls me lucky, and the more she calls me lucky, the luckier I get.
Oh, see, okay, I really need to get tech savvy, because I need to know how Siri can call me. Hey, girl, hey, cutie, hey, good looking. How do we do that? Yeah, I need to figure that one out too. But that's an excellent idea. It's like, you know, mental stimulation is amazing.
Well, you know, it's all about the messages you tell yourself. You know, a lot of people listening have heard over and over, it's that self-talk. And,
right.
You know, that self-talk like, oh, does my butt look big in these jeans? Forget all that. Just
right.
Look at yourself and say, you look so hot in these jeans.
Right.
You know, and little by little, when you tell yourself all these positive messages, it all starts to make you feel better, make other people around you feel better about you, feel better about themselves.
Now, what beauty secrets or makeup secrets would you give for, you know, for our audience as far as aging backwards, like the do's or the don'ts? Is there something that you should not do, and is there something that you should start incorporating?
Well, as far as makeup goes, less is more, you know, as we get older.
Yeah.
You really can't do those, they call it the smoky eye when you're 25. But it looks like the raccoon eye when you're like 55. You know what I mean? So you can still do a smoky eye, but you're not going to do what the rock stars do with the smoky eye as you get older, you know? And also, you know, sometimes people do their night makeup during the day. You should have two different routines. You should have day makeup and night makeup, because you know, sometimes what you might wear at night is too much for during the day, and especially if you're at work in a corporate office.
And that's an excellent point that you make, Jackie, as far as the smoky eye, because everyone wants a smoky, and there's so many variations of a smoky eye. Me being a makeup artist, I try to find all the different versions of a smoky eye. And you have good smoky, and you have, I just been in a girl fight smoky, and that's just not good. Right. That's not a good smoky.
Yeah.
You know, I look like I'm in a girl. I just came from a girl fight. You have to blend. But you're right. Less is more. So much foundation that I could use some of it, you know, to put on the side of my house. I mean, you don't need that much stuff anymore. It's just, I always tell people, get a good skincare regimen, and then you don't have to put all that stuff on your face.
That and the pill that I mentioned before, Skin Defense Complex. But, you know, you being the makeup artist, see if you agree with me on this.
Okay.
You know, I always kind of chuckle when I see women, you know, of a certain age taking out their compact and adding more powder and more powder and more powder. Get the blotting papers. You don't want to be adding stuff. You want to be blotting away.
Right, exactly. That is so true. A lot of times I'll see old school women, I say like in their 70s or whatever, and they whip out the compact and they have the little, that pink spongy kind of thing, and they're piling it on, and it just drives me crazy. I'm like, oh my God, how many germs are you putting on your face right now? But I don't say anything. I just like, oh wow, okay. And I kind of switch it out if I can. If I see someone that I know, I'll switch it out. I'll go, that's kind of old. You may want to change that. But you're right. The blotting paper is excellent. And I'll even give audience and you, and I'm sure you probably already know this, but I'll give you a cheap tip. If you ever go in the bathroom, a good bathroom that has those seat protectors, those make excellent blotting paper.
I have used that.
I forgot my kit or part of my kit, and I forgot the blotting papers, and I had to go get, I took one, cut it up into squares, put it in a little case, and I came out on set.
That is so brilliant. And, you know, speaking of the little pink fluffy thing with the germs on it for the powder.
Right.
That reminds me of another thing, which I know as a makeup artist you'll agree with me, and that is you got to wash those brushes and sponges. I know people that never, ever, ever wash those. Do you know how many germs there are? And even if it's your own germs. So I like to use Dawn dish detergent because it gets grease out. And what's in those brushes and sponges after you've used them on your face for a month at a time, and you should be washing them once a week, is a lot of oil. So Dawn dish detergent.
Idea.
I don't know about you, but I use Dawn to get the
No, I love Dawn. That's an excellent idea. And it's antibacterial. It gets the stuff out. It cleans your brushes good. You rinse them off good. And, you know, when you use them again or when you want to use them, you know, you have a brush that doesn't hold everybody, you know, all different types of airborne diseases.
Well, you know, it's funny because somebody was at my place the other day, and I had my little brush that I use for powder once a day on the countertop, and she said, oh, do you mind if I use that? And I said, oh, no, go right ahead. But, you know, inside you're thinking, well, I don't know if that's such a good idea for both of us, but...
But speaking, we did the face, we did the exercise. What about the clothes? Do we need to be concerned about that for us to look like we're aging backwards?
Absolutely, because one thing that people do that's such a big aging blunder is they wear clothes that are too loose because they think it makes them look like they're losing weight. Ladies, you know, they don't want to wear a belt because they think that their waist isn't, you know, small enough for a belt. But let me tell you, fitted clothes look better on any shape and any size. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. And wearing a belt, it's way better than wearing clothes that are, like, hanging loose and looking disheveled. It just looks more put together. It looks younger. It looks prettier. You know, even, like, just watch TV, and you see people of all different sizes and shapes as guests on news shows or anywhere, even sitcoms. But they always dress them to where their clothes fit, unless they're supposed to play a floppy role, and it looks so much better.
Right. And I also think that investing in a good tailor, you know, you can get something that's not expensive, or as I always tell people, go to a consignment or a consignment flea market or Salvation Army and get some of those great pieces, have them clean and tailored, and you'll look fabulous, and you don't spend a lot of money.
What a great idea. And also, it's all about the accessories. If you get a lot of things that are, you know, monochrome or one color instead of wild patterns, you can take any outfit that's solid colors. You can add a pretty colorful scarf, you know, a belt, nice purse, shoes. Those are the things that can make the outfit stunning. And what you're wearing, you know, underneath all that really doesn't even matter that much. But let me, I have to get in my one tip that I love to always say. So I'll just
I hope you say something about you were just saying something, and I'm hoping that you're saying, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, people always ask me what I'm going to wear to these big charity events in New York City. I write about charity. And they always say, what are you going to wear to that big ball? And I say, you know what? It really doesn't matter what I'm going to wear, because I make sure that what I'm wearing on the inside is more beautiful than what I'm wearing on the outside. So I'm really always conscious of that, because I want the beauty to radiate out. I don't want people to look at what I'm wearing and decide who I am.
That's an excellent point. And I keep going back to, if you're feeling good about yourself, and I mean, everything projects out as far as, you know, what people see. If people see that, you know, you have an outfit on and you may not like it. I mean, I'm guilty of that. But it's like, if you feel that you still look great in it, it projects out, and everybody else will say, oh, my gosh, she looks fantastic. And, you know, you'll get home and go, oh, God, I'm so glad I got this thing off. Oh, you're busting out, you know, you got a girdle on it so tight that, you know, you could probably squeeze blood out of it. out of your veins. But it's like, okay, I feel better. But it does radiate a sense of, hey, I'm here. You know, even though you may not like it, but if you just fake the funk, as I say, and just act like you like it, everyone else around you will just think that you're just the most fabulous person in the room.
Well, it's kind of like the Emperor's new clothes, you know?
Everyone
said how fabulous his clothes were when he really didn't have any clothes. And
exactly.
So, like you said, if you just act as if, and you think everything's great, then it makes people around you think everything's great. So, you know what, I have a little tip for getting your confidence up. This is an unusual one, and I don't think the listeners have heard this before.
Okay.
I discovered this. I watched my friend in Los Angeles when I used to live there. She's beautiful, but she had the most confidence I've ever seen in anyone in my life. Men fell at her feet, jaws dropped everywhere she went. But it was more than just her outer beauty. It was her amazing confidence. So I just didn't have that kind of confidence years ago. So I went out and I bought a blonde wig. Since I'm brunette, I thought I'm going to do something completely different. And I called myself Nikki instead of Jackie. And I wore this blonde wig. I went out with my friends. I was Nikki, and I could act as crazy and wild and confident and fun and personality plus, and see how people reacted to me. And you know what? It was so liberating. After a couple times of wearing the wig and being Nikki, finally I got my confidence up where I could go out and be Jackie, a brunette, and do it.
You know, that's amazing. Yeah, that reminds me of Halloween. And I had a mask on, and I was Catwoman. I was the cat out of hell. And I had, because I had a wings, and I had, it's just a hot mess. But no one knew it was me, but everybody was trying to figure out who I was. And I felt so amazing, because all I did was I walked around and just went, I didn't say a word. I just kept going, you know, and who is this Catwoman? Catwoman, that's all I kept saying. But everyone wanted to know, and I felt so amazing. I wish I could wear it every day. I wish I could just go out and wear it every day. It did. It built my confidence, and it made me feel good. And whatever anybody out there who needs something to build up their confidence, you know, take the advice of Jackie, what Jackie said. I mean, just do something that one time can just boost it up, and it'll last for a long time.
Exactly. So, you know, if it's not a wig, then maybe it's, you know, maybe you do wait for Halloween and try it with a costume. But the point is, experiment to see how people react to you when you're not being shy and you're being yourself and doing what you want.
Yeah, because I think that's an excellent point, that if you're doing that, you're someone else. So you don't have you don't really have to think about, oh, the shy Juanita. I'm not Juanita. I'm Nikki, or I'm Bianco. I'm whoever I am. You know, I'm Zola. But whoever you are, you don't have to. You're a whole different personality. So you're basically taking on a new personality. And if that helps you, hey, do it. I agree. Do it. Wear a wig. Wear a big wig. Wear a big wig and some big shoes.
Whatever it takes, right?
And lastly, because I have to let you go, but lastly, someone just asked me a question, sent the question for you. They said, should older women wear dark lipstick?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that at night you can wear darker, or that bright red lipstick, that Angelina Jolie red, you know, or the darker.
Mm-hmm.
But during the day, it's just, I don't feel that it's that appropriate. I mean, unless you're on the catwalk and that's what's going on. But, you know, I don't really think that during the day someone, you know, who's a little bit older can get away with wearing the bright red walking down the street. But then that goes back to just being yourself. If that's what you want to do, you should do it. I just think that during the day, and listen, maybe red is your color, but maybe during the day put a little pink gloss on top of it just to tone it down a tiny bit, you know? But at night, sure, why not? You know, I think that at night you can wear a little bit. Don't you think as a makeup artist that at night you can wear a little bit?
Yeah, and it goes, you know, to say, you know, is it a clown red? Is it a classic Chanel red? Is it a, you know, a Tom Ford red? I mean, we have so many beautiful reds, but you can get caught up in that clown red lipstick, and it can look scary.
Well, that's why I think you could, like, tone it down with a little gloss on top.
You could. You could just blot it. You can blot it with you know, my toilet seat paper. But you can blot it, and it's funny. It can come off as a stain. So it's not as pronounced. It'll be a stain. And then maybe at night, you know, bold it up a little bit, or add, you know, apply a little bit more pigment to it. But, you know, during the day, just blot it and add some gloss, like you said, and it looks more like a stain.
Right. And, you know, one thing that really, really, when people are wearing dark or bright red lipsticks, is please check your teeth, because you do not want to be photographed on Instagram with red lipstick on your teeth.
And see, I am running out of time, but there's one more question I have got to get this in, and that was what they asked about the teeth. I think teeth are so important to keep to staying looking young.
Totally. I mean, if your teeth are stained, you drink a lot of red wine and coffee, you should whiten them. There's so many beautiful products that work on the market, over the counter. You know, ask your dentist. If your teeth, you know, aren't perfectly straight, your dentist has all kinds of wonderful new treatments that are quick and affordable to fix your teeth. So, yes, a Hollywood smile, you can never go wrong with that. You can make yourself and someone else very happy when you smile at them.
Well, yeah, and also red lipstick, you know, that's another tip, is red lipstick tend to make your teeth look whiter.
Right, red with the blue color to underline, right?
And brushing your teeth with strawberries.
Oh,
in
really?
A pinch. Yeah, in a pinch.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
You know, that goes in the category, Jackie, with the toilet seat covers.
Between the two of us, we know all the tips.
Jackie Silver with AgingBackwards.com, you have been such a pleasure. I love having you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I would love to come back anytime. You rock.
I will make sure that you hold to that, or I hold to that, because I really want you to come back. And I'm going to put the website again. It's agingbackwards.com, and Jackie Silver has a whole lot of tips on her website, books, tips, categories, photos, video, everything that you need to get if you want to age backwards. Thank you so much. We will be right back. I knew I was going to mess it up. We'll be right back with Cal Ulrey in just a second. Stay with us. Give us 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. What a great conversation we had with Jackie. You know, everyone wants to get great tips on aging backwards and also tips on healing and healing your body and using ingredients that we use every day. We're finding out now that they can help us in the healing process. And joining us now is Cal Ore. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Cal?
It's Ore. Ore. Hi, Bonita.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I am good.
And I love the picture of your dogs.
Oh, the one by the water, by the lake?
All of them. Every picture that I see you with your dogs, I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to be 95 next week. Amazing,
what?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Is amazing.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. And did you talk to Daniel Webster and have the pact with the devil? If you're at 95, I'm going to scream. And you said it's okay.
I know I do that to people. I am 61 now.
I was going to say, did you make a pact with the devil? You're 95.
No. I am a baby boomer, and we definitely believe in anti-aging. And you can do that with healing foods, without a doubt.
Well, I need to know. I need to know about healing with coffee and olive oil and chocolate and vinegar.
Right. These are all the foods that people think are bad for you, but really they're not. They keep getting a bad rap, like dark chocolate. Coffee still gets a bad rap. People don't believe that it's good for you, but it is. I was listening to your last segment, and for teeth, yes, I do get mine whitened by the dentist. I don't wear lipstick. Coffee, I do drink one big cup in the morning. And I drink it with a straw. That's a beauty tip so you don't stain your teeth. If you drink coffee all day long, it's not in moderation, not healthy, and, of course, you're going to get the stained teeth.
Right.
So go ahead. Ask me a question about one of these.
Oh, no. So can coffee really heal me?
Like what? Which can it heal you? Can you be more specific? It can keep you heart healthy, without a doubt. It can keep you regular, so it can maybe fight off getting colon cancer if you're regular. There's so many things. It can give you energy, so you keep your blood pressure down. For instance, this morning at 7:30 a.m., I had my one cup of coffee, and guess where I went? I went off swimming at the resort pool. So that keeps my BP down, so I don't have to take meds, and I stay lean. I keep at my goal weight. So if you get that energy, you're going to do that. You're going to keep it. You know, you're going to stay lean. You're going to stay heart healthy. You're going to keep those cholesterol levels down, your energy up. You're going to be in a better mood. When I swim, I'm very grounded and have tons of energy all day long. So it's all a process.
Right. Because I did hear that coffee, that you drink a cup of coffee before you work out or whatever, it gets your metabolism going as well.
It does boost your metabolism and your energy. And then when you come home, those endorphins are still working from the exercise, and it enhances brain power. And, of course, we all know that if you drink a cup of coffee, you know, if you have work to do, mental work, there's studies proving it, that it can give you, you know, boost your mental alertness, without a doubt.
Right. And you know, I'm looking at your site, and you have so many wonderful things on your site, Cal. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was, how do you use vinegar in the healing process? What kind of cures or recipes
do you
know,
it's funny. The Healing Powers of Vinegar, I wrote that back in 1999. It's still my best-selling book. It has been translated in more than 20 languages. It was the best-selling health book in South Korea. People believe in vinegar. Personally, I use it topically, apple cider vinegar. But there's so many different types of vinegar, and they can do the same thing as all these superfoods do. They help keep you heart healthy. They help you lose weight. They help keep your cholesterol down. It's the same thing. They can curb your appetite. There's tons of folklore and home cures that vinegar is good for. So it's not just one thing. It's just like coffee. Honey is my favorite book. And chocolate, they all do the same thing. It's just like choose one that you like and stay with it, or choose all, you know, incorporate them in your diet. And they're all part of the Mediterranean diet, which keeps getting kudos from around the world. You know, the main dietary fat is olive oil in the Mediterranean diet. And I'm sure you heard about yesterday, they're banning trans fats. How awesome is that?
Yeah, so that
means more people are going to be using olive oil, the healthy fat.
Well, I love olive oil. I love olive oil for the skin. I love olive oil for the hair and, of course, for eating. But olive oil is one of my favorites.
I'm doing the second edition right now as we speak on olive oil, and I received so many awesome beauty products where olive oil is infused in them. I mean, you can use regular olive oil for sure, but having these high-end products, they're amazing. I am so spoiled. We're talking bar soap, face cream, shampoo, cream rinse, you name it, and it's just so it's amazing. It's awesome.
So is olive oil the same as is olive oil in the same category as argan oil?
What is argan oil? Now, I'm adding tons of oils in this book. What is argan oil?
Now, if I even told you that I knew, I would lie. I mean, it's like I see it on everything. There's a lot of cosmetic or body oil ingredients. I have a body oil now that just has Moroccan oil and argan oil, and it makes my skin so soft. But olive oil still beats out.
Olive oil has
made my hair grow.
Right. I'm looking at argan oil. You know, have you ever tried macadamia nut oil for your hair? I have really curly hair with no humidity at Tahoe. And if you just, like, take a little bit in your palm of your hand and just scrunch your curls, it feels like silk. It's amazing.
Macadamia oil.
Yeah, and I'm looking at argan oil. I never heard of it. I'm online right now.
Well, I'm going to have to add that.
You know,
it's in everything.
It's the rarest vegetable oil in the world. Well, thank you so much.
It's in everything. I mean, my God, it's like every time you turn around, you hear about argan. And that's why I was asking you, because I was just curious, is it comparable to olive oil? But macadamia, well, I'm going to do that with my hair, because I have curly hair, too.
Well, we're just going to have to dedicate. Do you use argan oil? And what have you used it for, your hair or what?
No, I've used it on my body, but they have it for face, body, hair. They have it in everything.
Well, that's got to be something that's from the old world that's kind of like a newcomer, because I have never heard of it, and I'm adding a million oils to this book. So, again, thank you so much.
Oh, sure. No problem. I got to touch on chocolate.
Chocolate
is my friend.
I just made a piece of chocolate. Now, I have a weekly call on what's cooking at Kelly's Cabin. I've actually become I've converted. I love cooking and baking. And I make my own, peppermint bark with dark chocolate and white chocolate and peppermint. And I just bought some from a famous chocolate maker. I have to say mine is so superior, and it's so easy to make. But it's dark chocolate. That's the one that's good for you. It's an acquired taste, so don't go off to the store or your candy shop and ask for 70% cocoa content. It doesn't taste that great. Start like at 40%, 50, 60, and then you'll get, you know, an acquired taste to it. It's so much better for you, and it has the antioxidants like all these superfoods, those little guys that stave off the aging process, cancer, heart disease. So that's why it's better than milk chocolate and white chocolate. Those two have a few good things in them, but nothing near dark chocolate. So that's the right one that I really push throughout the book. And also, when it's infused with nuts and herbs and spices, it tastes better, you know, naturally, and it's better for you. You get a double punch of the other things that's in it.
So the milk chocolate is, you're saying that...
I would never eat it. If you were at the resort and you had a piece of a milk chocolate candy bar and offered it to me, I would be like a snob, like, huh? Like, what's that? Excuse me? I put on airs with you, girlfriend. don't have gourmet dark chocolate. Move on.
And I can come and go, it cures what ails you, Nellie. You're right. It's an acquired taste of dark chocolate, but I'm glad you said that we don't have to go, you know, just throw ourselves in that dark chocolate pond, and you know, at 70%, but we can stop
ourselves
at 40%.
Yeah, same thing with all these superfoods, like the honey book, my favorite. I just really put my heart and soul into writing that, with tons of charming anecdotes from when I was a kid till now, and about the honeybees. Buckwheat, the darker honeys have more antioxidants. They're healthier for you. But, again, it's an acquired taste. I was sent by a lot of honey people, producers, you know, the darker honeys, and you just don't take a teaspoon of that and smile. You kind of have to put it in baking or maybe, you know, sautéing or something to camouflage the taste.
Oh.
It's not as good as orange blossom or clover. It's an acquired taste.
Okay.
There's more than 300 varietals, different types of honeys. And some, the lighter honeys, they taste better, so it takes a while. The same thing with coffee. You know, I still prefer flavored coffees over really strong coffees, but serious coffee drinkers will go for, they, you know, especially men, they'll stick their nose up at flavored coffees. It's like,
yeah,
you know, girly drinks.
Coffees. Yeah, I'm with you, Cal. I love flavored coffee.
Well, if you can get them naturally flavored and somewhat artificially flavored, it's a lot healthier, in my opinion, than if you go to like a place like Starbucks and then have, you know, whipped cream flavoring, the syrups, and by the time you have all that, where's the coffee?
Yeah, it's like, what did I just drink? No.
It tastes great, but you're really not getting the coffee that you would if you brew it yourself.
Most people that you just said something about your honey book, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking at some stuff about honey, and you're right. Honey, it can cure or it can help cure allergies.
Oh yeah, I did it myself. Living up here, I get sinus allergies during the fall. I can even hear my voice is a little bit raspy, and it's warm today. We're having like
an Indian. Nice, actually. I think it's sexy.
That's what some male host have said.
Yeah, I like that voice. I think it's rather sexy.
I know. This man on a very big live show, radio show, a couple years ago, he said, Cal, I just have to tell you, your voice is so soothing and sexy. And
it
I thought,
really
oh, my God, this is middle America.
It really is. It's like, you know, come here and have some of my chocolate.
That's probably why I do well as a phone psychic. Oh, my God. People say my voice calms them.
It really does. It
that
does.
Is so
when
funny.
You first got on the phone, I just said, oh, okay, she's chilling. She's laying back. She's drinking her honey
That's
tea.
So funny.
Yeah.
Well, when the people call me in the psychic networks, yeah, I multitask, and they're crying.
Oh, my God.
No, but when the water signs call me and they're crying, by the time we're off the phone, they're laughing, and that really makes me feel good. But, no, back to the allergies. Okay, I digressed. If you get the honey within a 50-mile radius from where you live, it's kind of like a homeopathic remedy where the honey will fight allergies that you're getting from the pollen. And so does it work? I think it does. I did go to a honeybee man in Reno, and he gave me all this fresh honey from his honeybees. And, oh, my God, I went out to his backyard with all the bees. I was so brave. I didn't even wear one of those masks that they do, you know, those big uniforms, because his dog was out there. And I thought, I didn't wear any perfume. I didn't wear any bright colors. And I walked very slow, and I didn't get stunk. It was awesome experience.
Wow.
But, I brought home all this honey from him, fresh honey. And
oh,
I think it did kind of get rid of the sinus headache in a way. I really do. But I was eating so much honey at that time, tasting all the different kinds. You know, who knows? You'll have to try it yourself.
So the fresher the honey, the better it is?
Within a 50-mile, well, yeah, you want the raw
within a 50-mile, right.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to go to the grocery store and get that stuff. You know, that's been tainted a lot of the times, like olive oil. You have to be really careful. I'm addressing that in this edition of the olive oil book, the new one that will be out next year.
Okay.
Tainted olive oil. A lot of these olive oil producers in different countries, they're watering it down with canola oil and lesser quality oils because extra virgin olive oil, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. So it's better you know where you're getting your olive oil from, your chocolate, your honey, for that matter.
Wow. Give us your website again, and where can we find some of your books?
Yeah, you can find it at Amazon.com. Walmart is now carrying them, Walmart nationwide. Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. And if you want to ask me a question, just shoot me an email at www.calorey.com.
Oh, you have been fabulous. And again, that voice, it's just killing me. I mean, you really,
Oh, thank you so much.
You soothed me. I'm like laying on a couch now.
You've been very charming, a very gracious host.
Cal, you are fabulous, and I'm going to pick up the book because I want to learn about the healing powers of honey as well. And I'm going to take your advice, and I'm going to go 50 miles out, and I'm going to get it because I do suffer from allergies.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely.
And it drives me crazy.
It's a good read. You'll enjoy it. I write it in first person, so it's very chatty. It's not dry at all.
Oh,
okay.
Well, if it's anything like you, my gosh, I'll be reading it all.
Is.
I mean,
it
you're
is.
Just
it's fun. I use my sense of humor all the way through it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Cal. You've been such a pleasure. And coming up next, we're going to be joined by Susan Ray Baker. We're going to talk about in-office bullying. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Oh, Cal. Let me get off my couch. Oh my gosh, he had me relaxed. I'm looking for some hot chocolate and some honey. Susan Ray Baker, managing editor of Evolution Magazine. It's a new magazine, business to business networking. And you know, I saw Susan on Fox 5 the other day, and we were chatting, and this is something that's really disturbing, Susan. Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Well, thank you for having me, Juanita. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's a pleasure, such a pleasure having you. And your magazine is fabulous. I've been, you know, checking some stuff out, and it really is nice. And, you know, but on the other note, bullying in the workplace.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm also a life and business coach and an award-winning author and a speaker. And that's my real deal.
Oh,
right
wow.
There.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's I love it.
There's a lot to me.
Yeah, and I love it. I think that's fantastic. And how did you get into this subject then?
Well, it's just about connecting, which I'm huge on. You know, someone told me I should just be the connector. And that's my name. I love connecting people and doing business that way and putting people together to do business. So I just find people and I find things I'm interested in, and I make sure I'm not doing too many things. I just make sure I'm doing something that I'm really great at, that's in my wheelhouse or I have a passion for.
Right.
And that's some of the things I teach people when I do, you know, group coaching or individual coaching as well, is to make sure you're right on the right career path.
Before we talk about the bullying, then I'm gonna push that back for a second because I like what you just said. How do you connect people, you know, with you know when you coach them, and what exactly do you do?
Well, two different sides here. I do a lot of connecting by networking, a lot going out, meeting people, finding out what they do. Yeah, you know, we share information, and then you know somebody that I've already met might pop into my head that they might like to meet.
Okay.
And that's how I connect people.
Wow.
And it works like a charm. every time. I'm one of those people that, you know, you can sit and have a conversation with me, and while you're talking to me, my wheels are spinning.
You're like, she just said something. I know someone that she needs to meet.
Yep, my wheels are spinning, and I'm thinking, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something important while you're talking. And, you know, by the time that person's finished talking, I'm ready to let them know, hey, I happen to know so-and-so and so-and-so, and I think, you know, having a call with them would be of value. And every time it's worked like a charm. And that's
the way
you
get, rewarding.
You grow your business.
Right. And that's true. Right? That's how you grow a business, by networking. And having a networking magazine is fantastic, especially now.
Absolutely. That's why I got involved in that, because it is, like, you know, it's networking with other businesses, and also having a place to advertise your own business.
Right.
If you're a writer, we take people who want to send us content. You get exposure that way. But, again, the magazine really is educational, you know, for the most part, with special articles in there that are relative. There's one in this November edition for the ladies.
Tell us about that one, the one with the ladies.
For the ladies, that's right. I'm very much for the ladies. Matter of fact, I had a big event here last night to launch the magazine in my Metro D.C. area, and it was just a lot of fun, and I actually came up with the next edition, which I was hoping to have it being, you know, Women of Inspiration, but two people got together who were vendors who brought their wonderful things to the event in a supportive role, and the two of them wanted to, you know, to have an article about being entrepreneurs. So December might very well be about entrepreneurs. I had three photographers there, and I said, right now, before you do anything else, you two go over there and get your photo shoot done.
Right.
So we have it ready for the cover.
Wow.
That's how I work.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's right in my face. I just grab it and run with it. And so, you know, having said that, I actually know enough people, enough entrepreneurs, female and male alike, who I can pull into that edition and have some great write-ups on. So I'm all about not just self-promotion, but promoting others as well and helping them find their way. I did a little speaking engagement for a class this week, and they're all career seekers or job changers. Okay, so I was able to spend some time pumping them up and, you know, challenging a few of them and having them tell me what they want to do. What's your passion?
Right.
Okay, what are you doing now? What you really should be doing?
Okay, so right? I'm going to, you know, and I hope my audience don't get mad, because I'm going to not talk about the in-office bullying. I'm going to talk about that another time, because this is more interesting. People who are trying to get back into the workplace, or those persons who have been, you know, may have lost their jobs and they may be older, how do you coach them? What kind of advice would you give them? Because there are a lot of people who want to change careers.
And that's true. And I'm getting on up there in years myself. I've met other women who are, you know, one lady I worked with was 67 years old, and she's fearful of losing her job. How can I ever get another job?
Right.
So
that's scary.
Right. When you start your career, you have to ask yourself, is this something I can do for the rest of my life, or do I need to have plan B, plan C, so that as you go through the aging process, you can switch it up if you want. Always have a backup plan. But, yeah, if you've lost your job right now and you're already, I'm going to say, it's still easy enough to get a job in your 50s. Once you hit 60, it's getting a little dicey. And after that, it's all downhill. So you really have to start changing the way you look at things, what you want in your life for the rest of your life.
And should a person that's reaching that age, should they start becoming more tech savvy, or just, you know, take the time to learn the stuff?
Yeah, I think it's important to stay on top of how things are changing in our world, and being tech savvy to some degree is really important, because so many jobs require you to be online and using a laptop or a computer, you know, a PC,
right.
And, you know, kind of networking, connecting, communicating that way. If you have other specialty skills, where you like being out in the public, for me, if you threw me in a, you know, in a small workplace with four walls all day, I'd probably lose my mind. I'm not a cubicle
right.
person.
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself that. Do I see myself, or can I stand to be in a cubicle the rest of my life?
Oh, God.
Do I need to be around people? Do I need to be able to look out the window and see there's life going on throughout the day? Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Just trust that. Yeah, have those jobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is something that you kind of need to figure out as far as, you know, your work atmosphere and if you're changing, you know, can you, like you said, can you be in a cubicle for 8 hours a day? You know, some people can manage that. Me,
yeah.
I would lose my mind.
Right. Oh, yeah, because you're, I can tell you're a lot like me. Yeah, really, you know, once I'm in there, if I'm really ingrained in my job or if I have no other opportunity other than to sit at that desk all day, without
right.
even a window to look at, you know, by the end of the day, you get ready to leave to go home, and you walk out the door and it's dark out. And you say, "What happened? What happened in the day? I missed it."
Or if it's dark when you go in and you're squinting your eyes, go, "Oh, daylight! It burns! It burns!" No.
That's right, and it's like, "Oh, there's fresh air." And did I eat lunch? You know, you really. I think it's important for everybody to sit down and do what I call get real with yourself.
Yeah.
Get real with yourself early enough on. Look at your career. Look what you're doing now. Do you love it? Do you need to change before other people are going to make that change for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And have a backup plan. Say, okay, well, if this were to happen, what else can I do that I would enjoy doing? That would not be hard, you know, hard for me to get hired for.
Yeah.
That I
because
could
that
still
is
pay
important.
My bills.
Because you have to do a self-evaluation of yourself, and you have to really be honest with yourself and go, like you just said, what can I do that, I mean, that will be rewarding enough, but, you know, that will satisfy me.
Sure. Absolutely. Because I spent many, many years, and I run into people like this all the time. I ran into a gal just the other night at that speaking engagement, and she reminded me of myself. She was doing all sorts of things because she could.
Right.
And she could be good at it.
Right.
But it was to pay the bills and keep a roof over her head. She was not doing the job of her dream. She was not in something that she was passionate about.
Wow.
She's just kind of going along. And, you know, now it's time to turn her around. You can't do it in, you know, 20 to 30 minutes in one speaking engagement, but, you know, group coaching we're going to do next so I can continue to take people to the next level. So, again, you know, it's smart when you're younger to start making those plans in advance, start saving so you can maybe by the time you hit that 65 mark, you can actually retire like people used to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now people are moving, you know, all over to 75.
Susan
and then we
Ray
have
Baker.
People that, you know, in government offices, they're going to be there forever, I'm afraid. They're getting older and it doesn't matter.
Susan,
there's
we're going to have to
probably an opportunity to find a secure job. So, like I said, get real with yourself. Make a list. Ask yourself what you love doing. What do you see yourself being able to do and still have a good life, you know, lifestyle? You know, what can I tolerate in my life? What do I want to
right.
do with it?
Well,
right?
that was an excellent ending, and I'm sorry, people, that we didn't talk about the other subject, but I think this was more interesting, and I promise I will bring Susan back another time. Her magazine
and I will,
is called
and I will
Evolution.
Agree to come back.
Oh, good. And her
as
magazine is called Evolution.
Like.
Evolution. And where can we find Evolution? Because I think I got to go.
Well, if you, the triple W's, EvoMag, EvoMag.co. And if you want to go to my coaching site, that's future-endeavors.net.
Great. Thank you, Susan, so
much.
And we have run out of time. It has been a pleasure talking with you, and stay tuned again for the Beauty Files. The next show, we're going to be talking about shopping tips for Black Friday, for Christmas, and all that other good stuff. Sorry I have to rush, but you take care of yourself, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.